Welcome to the Jason's Voices Podcast. On this episode...
Do you think your girlfriend's cheating on you?
I don't know. She never... I never see her anymore.
Then she's cheating on you.
And now, your host, Jason Stevens.
Welcome to the Jason's Voices Podcast, Episode 2. I am your host, Jason Stevens. Thank you if you've become a fan of the podcast after only one episode. That is amazing, and I don't know what to say. I'm a little flattered. If you have shared it with your friends, if you've said something nice to me about it, awesome. Thank you very much. If you haven't subscribed, you should go to iTunes and subscribe there. You can search Jason's Voices Podcast, and then it'll just automatically download for you when you want it. You can still access the podcast at jasonsvoices.com, but if you are trying to play it off the website, I just don't have the bandwidth for that, so expect it to stall out. You can still download the MP3 on the website, though. Something else you'll find when you're there under podcast is an opportunity to contribute, to help out the funding of the Jason's Voices podcast. For those of you who may not know this, I have a tiny baby on the way. My wife and I are expecting young Mr. Stevens to arrive sometime in late April. And when you have a baby in a hospital, they charge you a fair amount of money for that. So your donations are hugely appreciated, not just by me, but by my wife. And yes, if we need more equipment for the Jason's Voices podcast, that is where we're going to get the money from. So if you go there, if you donate more than $10, we will reward you with an awesome customized shout out on the next week's show. So go to jasonsvoices.com. And that is all of the pimping that I'm doing about that. On to the bad news. I recorded the podcast a couple of days ago, and my guests were awesome. Aaron Yanda, Kasim Abulagood, and Vanessa Tortolano were great. Unfortunately, there was an issue with my mic cable at some point in the show, and we didn't pick up on it because we checked the audio. It sounded great, so we didn't listen to the audio while we were recording the podcast. I know I should have been wearing headphones the whole time, but I don't like headphones on my head. It's just they're uncomfortable, and it makes you feel like you're fake. It makes you feel like you're doing a program, and I don't like that. So that's I took the headphones off. Unfortunately, the audio, pretty much all of it, is lost because the audio quality is atrocious, and there was nothing I could do to save it. All is not lost, because last week when my guests Aaron Yanda, Sean Moore, and John Stino and I sat down, we recorded an extra little bit called Fix the Commercial, which was going to air in this week's episode anyway, so here it is. I'm joined by Aaron Yanda, John Stino, and Sean Moore, and we're playing a game called Fix the Commercial. I'm going to play you a really horrible radio commercial. I used to work in radio. I did like 20 years working in radio as a radio broadcaster. And over that time, I realized that radio commercials are great because they pay my salary, right, during that time. But they're also horrible because they're an invitation for the listener to check out and to leave your radio station. Imagine you're a 14-year-old boy. And awesome. Your grandmother invites you to come to her house, right? And you, when you go to grandmother's house, you go there like twice a year, and you sleep upstairs in the upstairs spare bedroom. Nobody sleeps in the upstairs spare bedroom at grandma's house except for you twice a year. You go upstairs, you go in, you tuck yourself in, you're sleeping, you're 14. You wake up because there's a light on your bedroom wall, and you look across the way, and the house next door, there's a bedroom right across from the window that you are looking out of, and there's a 32-year-old female fitness instructor, and she's getting undressed. Mm-hmm. Now, as a 14-year-old boy, you're going to watch this. She's taking her bra off, and they're luscious, and she gets some lotion out of her dresser, and she starts to, she's going to put it on her boobs, and then she just walks out of the room, turns the light off. That is the effect of radio commercials on someone listening to a radio station.
Where does she go?
Yeah, where do you go? You're not. Are you going to stand there for like 10 minutes waiting for her to come back? And she's not going to.
Why?
Well, because she left.
Where did she go?
You saw her leave the house, get in her car, and drive away.
Did she put clothes? What's going
on? Doesn't matter if she put clothes on. You don't know where she went. You don't know where she's coming back.
Are you going to stand there in the window forever? Well, you might.
Until I'm 32.
Until you're 32.
Yeah.
But a radio commercial is like that. And a bad radio commercial is like the 32-year-old fitness instructor is, she's going to like put baby oil on her boobs.
Go
and
on.
Then her 90-year-old grandmother walks into the frame and she's naked and she starts putting lotion on her boobs.
Go
That's
on.
A bad radio commercial that Sean would listen to. So I'm going to play you one of the worst radio commercials that I could find. And then we're going to fix the radio commercial. And we're going to record our parts. And I'm going to produce the radio commercial. And then we will present our version of this awful, horrible abomination of a radio commercial.
Fantastic.
Men, if you're suffering from bedroom failure and you're embarrassed in front of your wife or girlfriend and you're fed up with pills that take too long to work, please listen carefully. Is she unsatisfied with your performance and are you worried she's cheating on you? There's a groundbreaking new product that only takes 7 seconds for you to feel. It's called Code Red 7 and it's not a pill. Yes, you heard correctly, only 7 seconds, not a minute or even 30 seconds. You'll feel it in 7 seconds. Warehouses are selling out quickly. Men everywhere are trying to qualify for an order. More women than men have been calling, which tells you how excited they are as well. It's so new, it's not even available online. There hasn't even been enough time to build a website. It's only available right here, right now. Call immediately to get on the waiting list or get lucky enough to get a free supply. Still not sure you believe it? The first 100 lucky callers will get a free stopwatch to prove how quickly it works. Would we really be encouraging you to time it if Code Red 7 didn't live up to its reputation?
So there you go. Code Red 7. They don't really tell you what it is. They just tell you what it's not.
It's like, not a pill?
I've had that kind of Mountain Dew, and it's not very good.
Warehouses have been selling out. Like, how big of the are the warehouses?
We didn't have time to build a website.
There's no time.
Yeah, like my grandma's on Facebook. Like, I don't... it's really not that hard at all. How you have to call...
We went to geocities.com and tried to build a website, but we were our boners were falling and limp, and so couldn't find clip art fast enough.
I love how, like, you tried to have a radio voice, and then this, like, Jersey accent came out. Yeah. He's like, call me right now.
Oh, cool. We have over 100 of these.
Yeah.
He said 100.
Yeah, or it does have the kind of quality, like, maybe, like, he has, like, found the miracle pill, and he broke into a radio station to warehouses are falling. I don't have a website, please. I'm being held hostage. Please, somebody. Oh please. I need somebody to be listening to this.
So after a beer or two and a little bit of chit-chat, we decided to produce our own commercial in place of the horrible Code Red 7 spot. Here we go.
Men, are you a bedroom failure? Are you an asshole when you're in the bedroom? Do women hate your dick?
Jerry, you asshole.
Ah,
I hate your dick.
Code Red 7.
Would you say you're a bedroom failure?
Yes. I fail every time I enter a bedroom.
Do you think your girlfriend's cheating on you?
I don't know. She never... I never see her anymore.
Then she's cheating on you.
Code Red 7.
How do I qualify for this drug?
Go to the website.
There is no website, you said. Help.
Code Red 7.
Just 7 seconds. Not a minute. Not 32 minutes. Not 16 days and 32 hours. Not 7 seconds. 7 seconds.
Don't rush me, big boy.
We have warehouses full of stopwatches. They're going fast.
Hang dong like Sasquatch. Get a free stopwatch.
Code Red 7.
Go get a stopwatch.
Okay.
Thanks again to my guests from episode 1, Aaron Yonda, Sean Moore, and John Stino. Thanks to my guests from episode 2, who weren't actually in episode 2, Aaron Yonda, Cosmo Abulagood, and Vanessa Tortolano. And next week on the show, I promise, no technical issues at all. In fact, our show will feature Aaron Yonda, Sean Moore, and Matt Sloan. So check that out. Make sure to go to iTunes and subscribe to the Jason's Voices podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Jason's Voices podcast. Check out more of Jason's Voices at jasonsvoices.com. Duh.